listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with me, Jade Elliott, where we talk all things pregnancy, children, and parenting. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV 2 News podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health. You're listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with myself, Jade Elliott, joined by Marty Nightingale with Intermountain Healthcare. We're talking about exercising while pregnant. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We talk about, you know, going through pregnancy, preparing to get pregnant, after pregnancy. You know, we run the full gamut here on Baby Your Baby. And we talk a lot about the importance, of course, of taking care of our bodies as we are preparing for pregnancy, during pregnancy, after pregnancy. And one of the ways to do it, of course, is exercising while pregnant. Although some of us, I mean, that doesn't even sound enjoyable to do when we're not pregnant. But we know the importance because it is very good for you to do to stay healthy and moving while you're pregnant. But there are, of course, ways to make sure that you're doing it safely. You're going to walk us through a lot of that. You're a certified nurse midwife with Intermountain Health. And you also are a plant-based endurance athlete and certified yoga instructor. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty incredible. So you're going to kind of walk us through the safety aspects and the healthy way to do it, because there are all types of women, of course, that become pregnant. Some who are avid runners and they're running miles every day and they do that through their pregnancy. Others who maybe take a walk around the block with another one of their kids or a walk through the park, and others who maybe have no even desire to exercise whatsoever. And then there's also women that get pregnant, their jobs, you know, require physical activity that they'll have to continue to maintain through the course of their pregnancy. So, of course, a lot of questions that women have, I'm sure a lot of them come to you about what they can do, what they shouldn't do, maybe what they should start doing. So you're going to answer all those for us. It's very important to exercise while you're pregnant. Why is it so helpful?
Well, for a number of reasons. You know, it does help to decrease risk in pregnancy. It can help to decrease risk of diabetes and high blood pressure in pregnancy. It certainly helps to decrease stress and anxiety and prevent depression, anxiety problems in pregnancy. It certainly just kind of keeps the cobwebs out, right? So pregnancy can be really hard on the body, and your body is changing so much during pregnancy, that exercise can really help to kind of keep those joints moving, and really does help with just the body feeling better. So that the research shows 150 minutes a week, which isn't that much, just 20 minutes a day, can really have great effects for women during pregnancy.
What are some of the exercises that you would recommend? Just across the board, like we said, every body is going to be different, and every woman is different with whatever her physical activity has been previously to getting pregnant or even during pregnancy. So what are some of the ones that maybe you'd recommend across the board from beginners to the most advanced athlete?
Right. Well, the exercises that are most recommended by experts would be just brisk walking, swimming, a stationary bike, riding, and then yoga. And, you know, those are most recommended because they do get your heart rate up, but there's a low risk for injury in those activities.
And then, you know, being physically active, you know, keeping yourself healthy, of course, keeps baby healthy as well. And there are a lot of benefits that maybe someone, you know, planning to get pregnant or is now pregnant, benefits from exercising that they might not even be aware of, you know, mm-hmm. reducing back pain, things like that. What are some of those, benefits that we might not even know?
Yeah, I mean, definitely in pregnancy, I mean, again, pregnancy is very hard on the body for a lot of women, and exercise has been shown to help women just feel better in general in pregnancy. So definitely reduces back pain, constipation, and definitely reduces your risks during pregnancy, decreases risk of diabetes, high blood pressure, and helps reduce excess weight gain, helps to reduce helps with weight loss postpartum. And then there's some question as to if it helps reduce risk of C-section. So,
and the other thing that it also helps is create a pattern of that good health, that good behavior, which you say research shows that if you start exercising during pregnancy, you're likely to keep it going afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, they've done 40-year studies and found that women who exercise during pregnancy, that 40 years later, this exercising, it's hard to exercise when you're pregnant. We get it. It's, you know, you're carrying a baby. But, you know, just a 20, 30-minute brisk walk every day, you will feel better. And there's so many health benefits. It is a great stress reduction, and keeping your body moving just feels better. But it's tough to get out and walk every day when you're pregnant. We get it. But if you can do it when you're pregnant, I tell my patients, if you can do this when you're pregnant, you can do it anytime. So Right. Yeah, we really try to encourage people to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because yeah, I mean, it can be hard just to motivate yourself when you're not pregnant to get out and exercise.
For sure.
But it is so important. We know that. But there's also, you know, talking about maybe some of the women who have exercised for years and now they're getting into their pregnancy and maybe they're concerned, am I still able to do this exercise? Am I still able to run 17 mm-hmm. miles a day? Whoever does that, you probably do, you know, and am I still able to do some of these yoga moves or these, you know, lifting these weights that I've been lifting? There's modifications that probably need to put into place for some, right?
Absolutely. So just kind of the overarching recommendation would be in the last trimester, not doing anything overly vigorous, avoiding contact sports, and then not doing anything where there's injury, risk of injury or falling. And so some of the things that would come to mind would be maybe scuba diving, skydiving, mountain biking, horseback riding, downhill skiing, things like that, which is kind of hard for some people that live here because we have, you know, Olympic skiers and competitive bikers and things like that. But you're pregnant 9 months. And so, and during pregnancy, a lot of people lose their balance and things like that. And so we have patients who are Olympic athletes and they have been doing their sport for years and they find that during pregnancy they start to lose their balance and they fall a lot, and that can be really concerning. And so you really have to kind of listen to your body and really try to pay attention to what's happening and things like that, and really try to curtail things that are going to cause injury.
Right. I mean, because you're growing a human and you might have to put the skydiving or something on hold for a couple months.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For you asked about running. So for my runners, the research has shown that you can continue to run throughout pregnancy. I do find that some of my runners don't find it as comfortable. Some women need to wear for exercise, whether it's running or just brisk walking. Some of my patients find that it's more comfortable to wear abdominal support binder. And that can help them to be able to continue to exercise or walk or run. But some of my patients do find that they prefer to move from running to brisk walking. So some of those kind of adjustments need to be made.
Mm-hmm. And what about in regards to like that target heart rate? I know with a lot of different exercises and especially people who, you know, have that exercise routine already built into their life, they're looking for that target heart rate and to, you know, to get to that point. Is there something that we should be looking for when it comes to that when we're pregnant? does it change from maybe what it's been in the past for what we've been looking for?
Right. So in pregnancy, target heart rate isn't really a valid measure because the target heart rate is so variable in pregnancy, so that is not something that's used. Perceived exertion is what is recommended to be used in pregnancy. And so really women just need to assess how they're feeling during exercise. And if they're feeling like they're overexerting themselves, they need to just kind of dial it back a bit.
And listen to your body. I think that's important. You touched on that, you know, a minute ago. It's every day could be different. Whether you've exercised in the past, you've never exercised, you're starting to exercise now, you know, every day can be so different when you're growing that little baby. That's so important to listen to your body.
Yeah. And, you know, just some other tips I like to make sure patients get is just, you know, because some of my patients have been, like you said, exercising for years, and some other changes they need to make. They need to make sure they're staying well hydrated, frequent snacks, and they may need to take more frequent rests. And that can be hard for women who've been exercising for years to realize that they need to take a few more rests during their exercise routine.
Yeah, something they might not be used to, but something that it's just a part of that modification that they might have to make.
Right.
Well, we know it's important, and we appreciate you, you know, kind of just sharing some of those tips and ideas for women, whether they're starting their exercise journey as they get pregnant or they're continuing it through their pregnancy. It's, you know, it's good to know what we can do or should do. And then the modifications that we need to make too, because things, of course, will have to change. Especially throughout the course of our pregnancy.
Exactly.
We appreciate your time and you talking with us about all of this today. Marty Nightingale with Intermountain Healthcare joining us talking about exercising while pregnant. We appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And that concludes this episode of the Baby Your Baby podcast. Thanks for joining me, Jade Elliott, and our guest for this week's Baby Your Baby podcast. If you have a topic that you'd like our Baby Your Baby experts to discuss, leave us a comment and don't forget to subscribe. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.